When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 5th edition. Hope everybody had a great, safe, fun 4th of July weekend. Lots going on around the country. So hope you guys enjoyed it, had some fun with friends and family, enjoyed some baseball or whatever else you wanted to enjoy on this wonderful, wonderful weekend. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntrick. I am also in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It's free, so come join us in there. There's guys talking in there. I was kind of busy this weekend. Those guys kept the fort down, made some winning lineups, lots of fun stuff in there. Also, if you like to play DFS, which you probably do, if you'd like to do some prop betting, go check out Prize Picks. Lots of fun stuff going on over there. They do all kinds of sports. They even did the hot dog eating contest on the 4th of July. So go sign up there. Use promo code Brian, or promo code Bubba when you sign up, and you'll get a $100 first-time deposit match up to $100. If you do $25, they match $2,500 up to $100. So go to Prize Picks. Use promo code Bubba. Sign up, get that first-time deposit. And I drop my picks on the daily when I make picks in that Fantasy DGen Slack chat. So come check out the fun stuff there. Also, the written content at rotoballer.com, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, the values article, the premium values articles. If you'd like to be a premium member at Rotoballer, get the rest of the baseball season long and DFS all in one at a discount, and use promo code Bubba for 10% off of that already discounted price. Lastly, Bench with Bubba podcast is my go-to Tuesdays and Thursdays fantasy baseball for you. This past week had Draft Cheat and Kevin Hastings on there. Toby will be back this Tuesday with another great guest on Thursday. So come check out Bench with Bubba. Give rating reviews for all the podcasts. We truly appreciate it. But let's get to your Monday DFS slate. We got a 9-game banger on tap for you. Looks like we're avoiding the rain in this one. We got wind blowing out in New York against the Brewers and the Mets, and wind blowing out in Wrigley, which is always good. So keep an eye on those things. But your totals: Braves, Pirates, total of 8.5. Indians, Rays, 8.5. Brewers, Mets, 7.5. Tigers, Rangers, 9. White Sox, Twins, 10. Reds, Royals, 10. Red Sox, Angels, 10. Three totals over 10. Outstanding. And none of them involve Coors Field. None of them. Let's check out the pitching for you on this 9-game. So you got Brandon Woodruff going into New York to face out the Mets. 10-4 is a great price tag for Brandon Woodruff because he's an outstanding this season. Five innings or more in 5 straight starts. 2 earned runs or less than 4 or 5. He's got 5 or more Ks in every single start. And more importantly, 20 or more DK points in 4 of those 5 starts. You can go even farther back on the lock. He's been great. When you have a 1.87 ERA and a 0.78 whip, you're doing pretty darn good this season. Now you get to take a Mets team that's heating up of late. To be totally honest about them, been heating up quite a bit. But still, over the last month versus right-handed pitching, striking out nearly 26% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 209 average against, 153 ISO, and an 85 WRC+. So Woodruff, if you're paying up, is a phenomenal option. Obviously, anything can happen because it's baseball, but Woodruff is a great, great play on this slate. Dylan Cease is going to be interesting, A, because pitching is kind of murky on this slate, and B, at $9,600, not many will want to play him. He was 87 his last start, 94, 95, 96, 94. So he's been priced up lately, but 4 of his last 5 starts, he's gotten you 20 or more DK points with a 36 thrown into there. He's gone 5 or more innings in 4 or 5 starts. He's gone 2 earned runs or less in 4 or 5 starts. And he has 7 or more Ks in 4 or 5 starts. So in the 4 or 5 starts where he's been successful is where he's got the DK points. He's been absolutely great. His last start was against Minnesota, 6 innings, 2 earned, 7 Ks for 23.9 DK points. So you get this Twins team, probably without Josh Donaldson yet again, striking out over 22% of the time versus righties in the month of May. 242 average, 205 WRC+, because they got tons of power. And a 205 ISO, 103 WRC+. So Cease is interesting because I usually don't like paying this price for Cease. He's proven me wrong of late. On this slate, pitching's very, very murky. I think he brings a good floor outside of getting blown up, which is always in play, but he brings a good floor to the matchup here. So Cease at 96, if you want to pivot off of Woodruff or if you just want a different pay-up spot to maybe pair with Woodruff or whatever, Cease is very much in play against Minnesota at $9,600. Some will want to look at Joe Musgrove at 87. I get it. The Washington bats have been quiet of late. You can definitely go that route. They're striking out 25% of the time. 199 ISO, 118 WRC plus does not show that they're being quiet, but as a whole, you can use pitchers against them from time to time. That's been quite productive. Musgrove has been very, very up and down. That's the one thing you got to look at. But for the most part, he's going to get you 15 to 18 points on the regular. His last start against Cincinnati, the exception to that rule. But more often than not, he's going five or six innings, you know, two, three runs or less, getting you some strikeouts. So if you want to go Musgrove at $8,700, I can definitely get behind that in this matchup, especially with John Lester on the other side, where you can stack up some San Diego bats, get some runs scored. I don't mind going that route with Joey Musgrove in this one. Max Fried, $8,500 at the Pittsburgh Pirates. I've been like on the show saying, okay, he's coming back from the IL. Let's see what he does. He's getting better. He's getting better. He's been stretched out now. He threw 74 pitches in his last start prior to that 98-94. That stretched out. He's got basically 20 or more points in three of his four starts since his return. And now you got a Pittsburgh Pirates team that you can definitely pick on with left-handed pitching. They're not striking out a ton, 19% K rate, but a 116 ISO and an 83 WRC plus with a 241 average. So you can definitely pick on the Pirates. Strikeouts could be the bugaboo, but at $8,500, you get a lot of upside with Fried. I think Fried will be very popular, and that allows you to pivot to guys like Musgrove and company to be very, very different. My GPP play, your boom or bust potential play on this slate, we talk about it a lot, and the thing is his ceiling is usually not tremendous, but we did see 28.6 from him recently. Three of his last five, he's gotten you 23 or 22 or more, and that is Zach Davies. He's been outstanding. If you break him down even farther, he's got like one run or less in two runs or less, we'll say, in six of his last eight starts. It's just not always a strikeout thing with him, but lately he's got you four or more Ks in four of his last five starts. He's gotten you six innings or more in four of his last five starts. He's been quite productive, and it's a Philadelphia Phillies team. It's risky, but they are striking out 22% of the time versus righties over the last month, hitting 223 with an 85 WRC plus. So if you want to roll the dice with Zach Davies, you can go there. Not as high a ceiling as we usually get with some of these boomer bust guys, but if you can get like a 20-plus point performance from Zach Davies, you are going to leap across this field because Philadelphia is going to scare people off Davies to begin with, and it's just Zach Davies. People don't respect Zach Davies. Everyone's going to want Max Fried. Zach Davies at 83, quite intriguing. Not a must play, but if you want that boomer bust upside play, he fits the mold perfectly. A couple others for you. Colby Allard, prefer him to be cheaper, but he's in play at 79 if you need to go there. But another fun one, Tyler McGill at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. He's given a home run in each start, but the strikeouts up to 8 Ks in his last time out. It's interesting. He went up to 85 pitches. He was 92 pitches this time before that. Keep the ball in the ballpark. He got some chances here. This Milwaukee offense is on fire right now, though. Let's keep that in mind, but still striking out close to 25% of the time. So if McGill can get, you know, five or more Ks, go five, six innings, limit the damage at $7,200, he definitely checks the box as a cheaper option on the slate because there are no other good cheap options. Like, there's no one down there I want. So if you're using pitchers on a slate, you want Woodruff at 10-4, Cease at 96 is very much in play. Musgrove at 87, Fried at 85, Davies is your really boomer busty play at 83. And then McGill at 72. So it's a rough one. It's a very, very rough one. You might want to pay up for pitching and find some value bats on the slate to make things a little bit easier for you. Speaking of the bats, let's check them out here. Catcher's position on this slate. Salvi Perez is on fire. Gutierrez is starting to show who he really is. So Perez at 5K is a good play if you're paying all the way up to the top. I think McGill will be popular for New York. So keep that in mind. So Milwaukee could be a contrarian angle, like Omar Narvaez at 47. Could be a nice way to go about it, too, if you need to go that range. Because McGill, with limited cheap options, could be a nice spot for you. Max Stassi at 4K versus the lefty Perez. I'll keep going that route in that one. A few others, if you're going down here, cheaper. Jake Rogers at 34 versus Allard. Most will go to Haas. They will ignore Jake Rogers, who's been the better, actually, catcher outside of, like, the 2-3-game hot streak for Haas of late. So Jake Rogers at 34 makes for a nice cheap catching option. If Zach Collins cracks the lineup for the White Sox with a banged up, why am I blanking right now? Oh, Bubba, it's been a long weekend, folks. Long weekend. With a banged up Grandal, you can get a Rogers at 3,000. That could be quite interesting for you. Or Collins at 3,000. Going below 3K though, not a ton, to be totally honest with you. Jonah Heim is interesting versus Willie Peralta at $2,500. Heim's been playing quite a bit for Texas. Got a lot of pop in that bat, a lot of strikeout as well. But if he can run one for you at $2,500, that can be quite appealing. But yeah, not a ton of value at this point in time. First base position, you know, Shohei's always in play at 62. He's just ridiculous, and he gets the lefty Perez that you can exploit in a big, big way. So Shohei's a strong play. Atlanta, if they could ever get their stuff together, it'd be great, because Freeman versus DeJong and company at 58 is outstanding. Jonathan Scope versus Allard. I like Allard quite a bit, but you got this Detroit team going up against the lefty. They're hitting 260 with a 195 ISO and a 109 WRC plus over the last month versus lefties. Jonathan Scope's a big reason of that at $5,600. Jose Abreu went deep on Sunday. The Chicago White Sox stack is very, very nice going up against Bailey Ober. I like Ober a lot. I think there's a lot of potential there. He just cannot seem to get out of his way at times when he's cooking. He just gets beat up and it's just over. So Abreu at 54 in a White Sox stack definitely plays out. Cheaper options, though. If you want to go down a little farther, don't mind going to Joey Votto versus Lefty Minor. Big week for Votto. Let him stay healthy and keep raking the rest of the season. That would be great. I'm not going Keston here. I can't do it. But if you are fading Dylan Cease, Alex Kirilloff at 39 checks the box. We know we love Kirilloff. He went deep for you on Sunday. He's hit safely in 8 of his last 10 games. So Kirilloff at 39 does check the box as a really nice play versus Dylan Cease, as he's going to hopefully keep heating up. A nice value Ryan O'Hearn's only $3,200 versus Gutierrez. And then Dom Smith, I love Woodruff, don't get me wrong, but if you know he slips and falls and messes up in this game, the Mets could be, because they are swinging very, very good bats right now. So you could take advantage of a low-priced Mets team and go with like Dylan Cease and other expensive pitching and be contrarian in that angle. Dom Smith at $3,100, really heating up again. So he's not a bad look for you. Bobby Dalbec, $2,800 for Jose Suarez. Who knows how deep Suarez goes, and you get Angels bullpen. So Bobby D at 28. And then, of course, if you don't go, well, now he's got outfield eligibility to get worth it. Gavin Sheets is first base outfield eligible at 26 for the White Sox. That is an extreme value. As long as they keep him cheap, it's ridiculous. He'll be in the values article for Rotoballer. I wrote him up last Wednesday, wrote him up last Friday. He went deep in both games. I'm going 3-for-3, hopefully, on Monday with Gavin Sheets. The hit tool is legit. And he's $2,600. They're batting him second in that lineup versus Ober. Great value, first base or outfield with Gavin Sheets. Really, really good look in that one. Second base for you, Albies, $5,800, really good, because DeJong is just not good. I'm trying to leave my bad dad jokes out of this, but DeJong's not good. So Ozzie Albies at 58, you can take advantage of. The new all-star, Jake Rake Cronenworth at 53, is an outstanding play, because anytime you can tee it up versus Johnny Lester, you tee it up versus Johnny Lester. So Rake at 53, it's expensive, but it's a good look here, as the Padres have a 227 ISO and a 111 WRC plus versus left-handed pitching in the last month. So, yeah, Rake is in play. Whit Merrifield at 52 is obviously in play also. A few cheaper ones. Kiki Hernandez really, really swinging it well. We know he likes to hit lefties already. He gets the lefty Jose Suarez. And he's $4,600 by leading off in that game. Nice value there. Jonathan India, Jorge Polanco. These are all really good values between Hernandez, India, and Polanco. Great pieces of stacks between $4,300 and $4,600. Really good look there. If I had to do a one-off, I'd probably take Hernandez just because of the situation there. But all three, really good pieces of stacks. Jace Peterson keeps raking. He's $3,900 for the Milwaukee Brewers going up against Miguel. Jace had Sunday off. He just did a pinch hit prior to that. 21, 14, 18, 16, 9, 26, 11. Those are his points per game. The dude is crushing it. I wrote him up in the free Roto Baller outfield waiver wire column this week. I dug into his numbers a little bit. The dude is absolutely crushing it. So maybe it's a hot streak, maybe it's not, but enjoy it while you can. So Jace Peterson at 39, definitely in play for you on that one. A few others at the second base position as you go down, like Michael Chavis, if you're getting really crazy at 29, you could. Lurie Garcia of the White Sox is 29. He could be a value. Second base outfield eligible. $2,900. He's hitting fifth on Sunday. He's got hits in four of his last six games. Not always the biggest of bats, but could be a nice kind of, we talk about, you know, if you want to play the White Sox and they're chalky, if you want to be different, you play a guy like Lurie Garcia in that stack. Makes you very different. So keep an eye on all that, but he's $2,900. Could be an interesting one for you. And that one, other than that, not a ton of value that stands out at this point in time until we see some more lineups for sure. Third base position for you. Sure, you can definitely go to Devers. Machado is nuclear hot right now. He is hitting 344 over his last 10 games. He double-donged for you on Sunday, home run on Saturday. He's hitting everything right now, and he's $5,400, which is expensive, but it's Johnny Lester, and we don't care. So that's a great play. Luis Urias is up to 5K, which really, really stinks, but he's a good look for you as well. You can go that direction. Some cheaper options, though, like Austin Riley's only 42. Atlanta, again, a really good play. Most of the lefty bats. First to Young, Riley at 42 is a good look for you. Alec Baum, if you are fading Davies, is $3,900. He's been having a much better June going into July, so he could be a guy to start attacking with as well while he's still cheap. Other than that, though, more stack pieces. Like if you're stacking Kansas City, Hunter Dozier is kind of interesting. If you're stacking the Mets, Johnny VR is kind of interesting at $2,800. See where things kind of pencil out for you when you're building your stacks. Shortstop position. You got Fernando Tatis Jr. at $6,100. Super pricey. Like, I'd take Machado over Tatis just for the $700 savings. I'd like them both. But if you can't afford both, take the savings with Machado and go elsewhere, because there's a ton to like a shortstop. Like, Willy Adames is $5,300. Great play still, even though he's not Fernando Tatis price. Tim Anderson's got an 8-game hitting streak going. He's $4,900. Awesome spot. The Chicago Cubs, folks, are facing Matthew Moore with the wind blowing out in Wrigley Field. Can you say with me one time, Javi Baez? Yeah, Javi Baez at 46 is a great spot because you're looking for the power and the strikeouts. Well, you get Matt Moore with the wind blowing out in Wrigley at $4,600. Great price point for Javi Baez and the Cubbies. Like, you can have some fun. Like Wilson Contreras, Chris Bryant. You got some fun with some Cubs. Jake Mariznick against a lefty. Definitely some angles we'll talk about on that one. Some cheaper options for, like, Francisco Lindor is 42 if you are using Mets. That's a guy to take a look at. But Dansby Swanson's 39. Like that quite a bit if you're stacking up Atlanta. Other than that, though, it, like usual, shortstop's usually more top-heavy than bottom-heavy, and I don't see a whole lot of that changing tonight unless some lineups stick out for you. But that that Baez price, getting some action from the Cubbies against Matthew Moore, good spot for you there. Outfield position on this slate. Again, you got Otani you can play with. JD Martinez is heating up. He's 6K versus a lefty. There's a lot of good 6K plays. He's probably not my favorite one, but he is an option. Like Ronald Acuna Jr. at 59, I'd rather have over JD Martinez. That's one I'd start with right away. Christian Yelich had a decent weekend. Maybe he's starting to get going. We'll see. You got Juan Soto as well. But Bryce Harper versus Davies at 53 with that wind blowing out in Wrigley is a very, very intriguing play. Harper went deep over the weekend. He's $5,300, so you can go that direction. Tommy Pham's only 49 versus Lester. Pham against the lefty is great. Chris Bryant at $4,800 versus Matthew Moore is a good one as well. Joseph Gallo is heating up in a big way. He's $4,700 versus Peralta. That price tag jumped in a hurry, but that's a good GPP home run upside play like we've talked about. Mentioned Kiki Hernandez earlier. Brandon Woodruff, he's heating up. Brandon Nimmo, he's heating up, but he faces Brandon Woodruff on Monday. If you're stacking Milwaukee, do not forget Avisel Garcia, because I stacked him all weekend, and he was always by far the lowest owned player in stack because people forget about the cleanup hitter of the hottest offense in baseball for some reason. So Avisel Garcia is the only player versus lefties. He's still hitting righties. If you're stacking Milwaukee, he's $4,300. So do not forget Avisel Garcia. A few other ones to go to, like Will Myers versus Johnny Lester is a nice cheaper piece of San Diego at 4,000. Hunter Renfroe versus lefty at 4K. A couple of nice cheap options there. I mentioned Kirilloff at 39 already. Akil Badu keeps hitting. You got Max Kepler at 37, a little bit more value. Andrew Benintendi is back. He was raking before his injury. He's $3,600 for Gutierrez, so he was a nice value for you on this one. A few other cheapies as we slide on down the price point. You got Conforto at 32. Eddie Rosario hits lefties fine. And the Franmil's back. You got Franmil Reyes versus Big D Mountain Rich Hill at $3,200. That is quite fun. Mentioned Ryan O'Hearn at 32, Dom Smith at 31 earlier. Both really good values for you on their spots. Getting below 3K now, like JBJ, if you need him versus Miguel, to be really different with Milwaukee at 29, you can. Mentioned Larry Garcia at 29 earlier. He's in play. Andrew Vaughn is swinging it very well versus lefties and righties. So it's not just a lefty-only thing. Another cheap piece. Again, stacked White Sox on Sunday. They're very popular. Andrew Vaughn was not. He's $2,800. Against Bailey Obers. If you're stacking the White Sox, I mentioned Lurie Garcia. You got guys like Andrew Vaughn. I'd rather have Vaughn over Garcia. I'll tell you that much right now. And he's $100 cheaper. So you got that going for you. Trevor Larnach at 27 still hitting in the middle of that Minnesota lineup. But you got Gavin Sheets at 26, which is an outstanding price point. Eli White's only 26. If you want another a cheap Texas outfielder, you can go that direction as well. Harold Ramirez is only 24 versus Rich Hill. That is way too cheap in that matchup. Michael A. Taylor at 24. So lots to like. Lots to like as expected down below here. So have some fun with that one and see what lineups kick out. We'll see where things dictate throughout the day. Pitcher's position again, recapping things for you. Brandon Woodruff at 94, Dylan Cease at 96, both very, very strong plays. A few other ones, though, Musgrove, Freed are outstanding, and you could use a punt play in Tyler McGill. So those are a couple to go with in those. If you're stacking things up, I do like Atlanta versus DeJong. I like Cleveland versus Rich Hill, who has been a just absolute disaster since the sticky stuff's gone. So Cleveland could be one of your lower-owned contrarian plays that could really come through for you. I like the White Sox versus Bailey Ober. Philadelphia and Chicago with the wind blowing out could be really fun. I prefer attacking Matt Moore with the Cubs bats, but you know Bryce Harper and company are in play as well. Detroit and Texas, that's an interesting value play one. And then you could go Boston and San Diego versus Leicester is great. So San Diego is a great one, of course. That Philly-Chicago game, White Sox was like my favorite ones. Cleveland could be your contrarian one. So keep an eye on that one as well. But that'll wrap it up for us on your Monday edition. Got 9 games played on Monday. Again, follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit me up with your questions there. Check out the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It is free. Bench with Bubba podcast coming at you twice a week. We'll get a rate and review there. Got the always pressing PGA DFS podcast coming out this week to preview the John Deere Classic. So don't miss out on that one. Go check out Prize Picks. When you sign up for your account, use promo code Bubba. They will do up to $100 first-time deposit match. So go check that out. But have a great time. Good luck on your Monday. I'll be back with you guys on Tuesday as this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 5th edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.